Another sin that comes to mind with the tongue would be perversion, or what the New Testament calls filthy communication. In Colossians 3:8, it says, "But now ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth." Look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee." Now look over at Proverbs 15, verse 4. He said, "Perverse lips put far from thee." I think of the famous scripture on alcohol in Proverbs 23, where he says, if you tarry long at the wine, and if you go to seek mixed wine, he says, your mouth will utter perverse things. It says in Proverbs 15, 4, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." So what do we mean by perverse lips or filthy communication or your mouth uttering perverted or perverse things? You know, the Bible talks about the fact that there are wicked, reprobate people in this world, and the Bible says that it is a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. And the Bible also says that fools make a mock at sin. And so if the Bible tells that fools make a mock at sin and that it's shameful to speak of that which wicked people do in secret, that tells me that it shouldn't be something that we take lightly and turn into a joke. And this is where we're talking about filth and joking about filth. And the reason I bring up joking is because it seems to me that most of the time when the filthiest things come out of people's mouths, it's usually in the form of a joke. Right. They're just kidding. Kind of gives them an excuse to talk about something that normally would be too disgusting or filthy to bring up. But hey, if you're doing it as a joke, it's okay. And